Welcome to the podcast, Winning Through Culture, where we're helping entrepreneurs stay impactful and relevant. I'm your host, Tim Flanagan.
Talk to me a little bit about today's workplace. You've been an experienced business professional. You've been through a few generations of individuals within the workplace. What are you seeing as we're changing generations of individuals coming into this world?
Well, I definitely see a shift in what or how people define success. I'm a Gen Xer, and my generation is kind of known for working hard and, trying to continually achieve something, either money or status or, increasing their influence from a work perspective. And that's all good and healthy, in the sense that that's the way the Gen Xers are wired. As I have gotten older and the workforce around me seems to be getting younger, what I have found is that whereas I may have had a really clear set of goals or objectives for my life, I find today younger people are not as much concerned about that as they are making sure that what they're doing has meaning and purpose. And what's been fascinating to watch and quite frankly be a part of, because we do have a very younger workforce, and many of the people on our team are what would be considered millennials. I found that with giving them a sense of how the work they do is purposeful in the greater context of the business that we have, really has unleashed some great talent, some great initiative, some people that work very hard and do great work. And I don't particularly espouse to the thought process that millennials are not willing to work hard. I just think that they're really looking for is work that's meaningful and purposeful. So our responsibility is to help them make that connection in the day-to-day of our business. And in doing that, I've been really, really, really pleased to see and experience some very talented young people who are making a real difference. They're doing great work. They're working hard. But they're not working hard the way necessarily my generation did, which is more hours. They're working hard from an impact perspective. And it's very inspiring, quite frankly, to me, to see that, because young people today are obviously the future of our business and our culture and our society, and we're really blessed to have some great young people a part of our firm. What I have found is that if you take the time to understand who someone is and to understand what drives them, what is meaningful to them, and then to really understand who they are trying to become. And in some cases, they need a little help figuring that out. But ultimately, what I have found, and we've got some great success stories in our business of people that started with us at a very young age, and over the last 10 years, through intentional effort on both our part and their part to invest in them, invest in their success, invest in their growth, I've seen some amazing things happen. And I've seen people that have become the type of person they said they wanted to be. Because again, we do really believe in investing in our people heavily and spending the time to understand specifically what it is they're trying to accomplish, and then to make sure the conditions are right for them to accomplish that in their role. And ultimately, what we have to do from a business perspective is to make sure we're doing that in the context of what the business needs. But we have found, I don't know that it's fair to say that it's easy to do that. But when you take what the business needs and combine it with what that individual person wants and needs and bring those two things together, we've got some amazing success stories. And we've got some young, very talented leaders now that we've poured ourselves into who have grown in the business, have chosen to stay with us. Again, that's another, I think, reality perhaps of millennials, is they're known to jump around a lot. And I think part of that is they're seeking a purpose that they're not finding. They're seeking meaning in the work that they're not finding. So, they're not going to wait to see if it materializes. They're smart enough to realize maybe I'm not going to get that here, and they move on. But I've literally had an intentional strategy even with our younger employees to say, look, that's something your generation is known for. And if you're thinking about doing that, come see me, and there's another opportunity for you in this organization. And we've got some stories where that's in fact exactly what has happened. And again, I think it's really important to retain quality people, especially in this environment. It allows you to have a business that's got a lot more stability from a standpoint of the growth trajectory. And you know, you can have some staying power because you've got the consistency of talented people showing up every day, giving their best.
Yeah. So I think along with that, when you are putting this much time and energy into it, you've learned that you've had to adapt. So you have to now learn and take the time to figure out who you're talking to and who you're investing into. Do you see adaptability as one of the key factors in remaining relevant and impactful?
John, I think adaptability is extremely important to both remaining relevant and being impactful, and I'll tell you why. Relevancy is not ultimately something that we decide. It's kind of the environment around us decides. And as trends change, as people's preferences change, if you're not adaptable, you're going to get left behind pretty quick, and it's going to be hard to stay relevant. And so I think the ability to adapt as a leader is crucial. The willingness to have some humility, to realize you don't know it all and that you can learn from others, and quite frankly, in many instances, learn from younger people, and not get caught up in the stereotypes of, oh, they're a millennial, they don't know what they're talking about. I've learned a lot from our younger associates, and you know, I do believe as a leader, you must be adaptable to survive and to thrive in the environment we're in. And I think that's only going to become more so as the pace of our lives continues to accelerate. I've enjoyed spending time with you on this episode today, and be sure to continue along this winning journey with me. Thank you for listening to the Winning Through Culture podcast. And remember, stay impactful and relevant. To connect with us, you can find us on Instagram and LinkedIn at Winning Through Culture, and find us online at winningthroughculture.com, or just go to the show notes where you'll find all the links. We look forward to connecting with you and hearing from you. Thanks for listening.